Eve's Apple by Jonathan Rosen.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Michael, Body and Soul. Of man's first disobedience and the fruit of that forbidden tree. John Milton, Paradise Lost. I always wanted you to admire my fasting, said the hunger artist.
We do admire it, said the overseer affably.
But you shouldn't admire it, said the hunger artist. Franz Kafka, A Hunger Artist. Winter. The first thing Carol Simon does when she enters a room is water the plants. It doesn't matter whose house it is. She runs around sticking her fingers in flower pots, and if things are dry, she finds the kitchen and emerges carrying a glass of water. She's like an animal staking out territory. And because I was living with her daughter, she may have felt a special urge to lay a claim to our place. Her daughter, Ruth, sat glowering beside me with a shawl over her shoulders, huddled, shy, enraged.
"Mother, sit down," she said between clenched teeth. "You're being rude."
"Not at all," her mother said. "I'm doing you a favor. I've never seen plants in such terrible shape. It may be too late for them."
The plants were indeed starved. The coleus had lost its purple, the leaves of the ferns were edged with brown, and the spider plant in its crisp dying looked alert as if it had been watered with coffee.
"I hope you don't treat him like the plant."